Part 8. Wonderful Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami then said, "The cowherder men were astonished when they saw Krishna's glorious activities, the lifting of Govardhan Hill. Unable to understand his transcendental potency, they approached Nanda Maharaj and spoke as follows. Since this boy performs such extraordinary activities, how could he warrant a birth among earthly men like us, a birth that for him would seem contemptible? How could this seven-year-old boy playfully hold up the great hill Govardhan with one hand, just as a mighty elephant holds up a lotus flower? Why, as a mere infant who had hardly yet opened his eyes, he drank the breast milk of the powerful demoness Putana and then sucked out her very life air as well, just as the force of time sucks out the youth of one's body. Once, when only 3 months old, little Krishna was crying and kicking up his feet as he lay beneath a huge cart. Then the cart fell and turned upside down simply because it was struck by the tip of his toe. And then at the age of one, when sitting peacefully, he was taken up into the sky by the demon Trinavarta. But baby Krishna grabbed the demon's neck, causing him great pain, thus killing him. Once, his mother tied him with ropes to a mortar because she had caught him stealing butter. Then, crawling on his hands, he dragged the mortar between a pair of Arjuna trees and pulled them down. And another time, when Krishna was tending the calves in the forest, together with Balaram and the other cowherder boys, the demon Bakasura came with the intention of killing Krishna. But Krishna seized this inimical demon by the mouth and tore him apart. Another time, desiring to kill Krishna, the demon Vatsa disguised himself as a calf and entered among Krishna's calves. But Krishna killed that demon and, using his body, enjoyed the sport of knocking Kapita fruits down from the trees. Together with Lord Balaram, Krishna killed the jackass demon and all his friends, thereby securing the safety of the Talavan forest, which abounded with fully ripened palm fruits. After arranging for the mighty Lord Balaram to kill the terrible demon Pralamba, Krishna saved Vraja's cowherder boys and their animals from a forest fire. Krishna also chastised the most poisonous serpent Kaliya. After humbling him, he drove him forcefully from the lake of the Yamuna. In this way, the Lord made the water of that river free of the snakes' powerful poison. Dear Nanda, how is it that we and all the other residents of Braja cannot give up our constant affection for your son? And how is it that he is so spontaneously attracted to us? On the one hand, this boy is only 7 years old, and on the other, we see that he has lifted the great hill Govardhan. Therefore, O King of Raja, a doubt about your son arises within us.